Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to talk about Doug Wilson attacking the Ogden Bros, or Refuge Church. So this happened over Christmas and subsequently thereafter. And this is kind of disturbing that a man Doug Wilson's age would spend his Christmas fuming over internet memes by third parties, not even done by the Ogden Bros, as we will call them in this video. So we're going to dive into this story, but first I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our patron-like system. And we have a free newsletter as well. And also check out Winning Not Winsome, my book, linked in the description below. Chapter 4 is the most relevant chapter for this video. Attack what needs to be destroyed. And that is what Doug Wilson has a lot of trouble doing lately. He is not attacking what needs to be destroyed. He is taking very liberal positions, attacking his own pet causes. So that is a problem in evangelicalism. I think it's going to just stunt the legacy of Moscow, Idaho, and the little empire that he's built there, because Doug Wilson is the Pope of Moscow, Idaho. He's done quite well, and I'm not begrudging any of that at all. However, he is definitely tainting his own legacy, and that is sad to watch. It is sad to watch because social media is real life, because you can, in fact, destroy your legacy on social media. So he's going after the Ogden Bros of Refuge Church. That is Eric Kahn, Brian Salve, and Dan Burkholder. And they're the pastors, although two of them are pastors. Eric Kahn is an entrepreneur and publisher. And Doug Wilson wrote this blog post on Christmas, but he published it on the 26th. So I'm going to presume that he wrote this on Christmas, which, again, is pretty embarrassing that he's spending his Christmas doing this. I write almost every day, but actually Christmas, I did not write anything. I actually had something scheduled already that I already written for the 26th. He wanted to write this. It's a short blog post for Doug Wilson, but it's pretty long-winded because he's dealing with a non-issue. And let's just kind of go through it. He says, as some of you are aware, Refuge Church in Ogden, Utah has a growing voice in our culture, in our cultural melee, especially on X, and they are aligned with us in many ways, much like the Revoice attempt to keep the door of Flamer sympathy cracked open in the PCA. The leadership in Ogden continues to conduct a sympathetic bromance with the cancers of racial spite, malice, vainglory, and pagan tribal hate. They are doing exactly what the feds want men on the right to do in this regard, standing politely on the dots painted for them by the left, sharing and platforming folly, sin, and cell phones, whatever federal agent trainee Samuel Holden drops another white boy-laced vid with poo. Although, are all the great acclaim of feds, spite bots, and anons. And again, he is baselessly claiming that, you know, this is a fed op, that Samuel Holden is a fed. There's just no evidence to that. There's no evidence that Samuel Holden is a fed, or he's a meme bro. And let me just say, showcase this tweet. This is the video that Doug Wilson has his panties in a twist over. It's a white boy Christmas or summer, but Christmas edition video. And it was pretty good. I reposted this. I liked it. I liked the message of it. And just, you know, victory, and we're not giving up, and we're going to fight the cultural battle on the Christmas front. And I think it's a very necessary thing that we should do. It might be my most boomer opinion that we must insist on Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. That's probably my most boomer opinion, and because the boomers were right about that. They were right to fight that more dogmatically and viciously than younger generations that were probably more apathetic to it. So he said Holden's first video includes a homage to American Nazi Party, to the American Nazi Party in the Hitler's Berlin Olympics, which, by the way, the latter of that is an apolitical event for the most part. I know all Olympics are political, but the imagery from the Olympics has to do with the ceremony. And, you know, it just is what it is. There's nothing sinful in using that imagery, because in the history of filmmaking, that was actually really good film. That was a really good film piece that they did for that. But anyway, a lot of people got their panties in a twist over that. Not me, but a lot of other people did. So he's trying to say that this next video is just as bad as that one. So what's his basis for saying that? In his most recent, nestled among the barrel of commercial-grade schlock lifted from everything from pharma commercials to It's a Wonderful Life, agent trainee Holden tucked in a movie clip of a Santa character fresh off of murdering a Jew? Really? With a menorah? Bumping into and glaring at more Jews on a sidewalk. So, and then he's like, don't blame us, we're just noticing. So what is Doug Wilson actually mad about? And this is actually where Doug Wilson's blog post is a self-own, because this is a Jewish movie that was quoted in the article. It's called First Santa's Sleigh. And this is a Jewish movie. It is a distinctly Jewish anti-Christian film. It's directed by David Steinman, and it stars Bill Goldberg. So this is a Jewish slasher comedy that completely validates the point that they're trying to make in the video about trying to reclaim Christmas from secular or Judeo influences on the holiday. This is actually a very valid point that Doug Wilson, you know, isn't exactly interested in. And it doesn't show any of the violence that Doug Wilson is talking about. But if you look at this movie, it is what the video is actually against. If you actually understand, they did not pull this on, you know, by accident. This is an obscure, forgotten movie. And it's forgotten for good reasons. It'll be forgotten just like Jack Black's anti-Christmas movie that came out this year will be forgotten. But it shows, you know, Christians need to reclaim Christmas. And this movie, among other things, was part of all this attempt to undermine Christmas. So to say that that clip is anti-Semitic is ironic, because it is a distinctly Jewish movie that made that clip. Now we find ourselves in something of the scenes like in Prince Caspian, where Nicobarik and the black dwarves want to ally with the ghouls and the witches and the Jew-killing Santas. Like Truffle Hunter and Trumpkin, we won't do it. So there's your Narnia reference. I do get that reference, by the way, but I'm just not down for it today. It's just, it falls flat. Because if anything, we'll talk about who Doug Wilson wants to partner with in a minute. He then goes on in his diatribe. He concludes with a sort of ultimatum against Ogden. He says, within a few years, Ogden will have to either fully succumb or been torn apart by the poison they are currently declined to resist, or by God's grace, they will eventually stand and fight and triumph over this toxic nonsense. So he gives a sort of ultimatum, and then he just claims the moral high ground, which he does not have. And let's just talk about Doug Wilson for a second. This is a guy that has no problem treating Andrew Klavan like an ally, like a friend. Now let's talk about Andrew Klavan over at the Daily Wire for a second. Andrew Klavan is pro-homosexuality, has no problem with raising kids that way. And yet, Doug Wilson went on Andrew Klavan's podcast and pretended that they had a common ground and agreement on raising kids. They do not have common ground raising kids, but Doug Wilson will pretend that they do and undermine his credibility in doing so because let's face it, if you watch Andrew Klavan, you are probably also okay with Andrew Klavan's theology and promotion of homosexuality, especially in his son, Spencer Klavan, who, again, is a heretic, by the way. Andrew Klavan's also Jewish, by the way. Just saying. But Doug Wilson has no problem allying with Andrew Klavan, and he doesn't give these sort of ultimatums to Andrew Klavan, despite the fact that Andrew Klavan supports what God calls evil. Let's also point out Doug Wilson's own history on the issue of homosexuality while he is making a Revoice comparison. Doug Wilson embraced Revoice theology. As of a year ago, he was endorsing Side B theology. Doug Wilson was had endorsed Sam Alberry's book. This is something that none of the so-called dank right or the so-called woke right or the so-called Revoice for Nazis, none of them endorsed Sam Alberry's book. Doug Wilson did. And people on my side of the aisle have been very forgiving of Doug Wilson's shortcomings. But now he's still attacking us. Now he's still doing this. Now, instead of spending time with his grandchildren, he's fuming on Christmas about memes that are tangentially related to his online competitors. This is an embarrassment for a man of Doug Wilson's age, and it will harm his reputation and legacy. So, that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, it's the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.